just because Anchor is stressing me out, I'm just going to record this podcast and hope to God that it is distributed the way I would love it to be distributed. Well, hi everyone, and welcome back to another podcast. My name is Favor Ochika, and this is the Favor Ochika podcast. Today's episode is going to be quite interesting, if I do say so myself, and I'm going to be talking to you guys about the dream I had. And this is going to be one of those random podcasts that you're not really expect, but I'm sharing based on how I'm feeling in the moment, and hopefully this encourages somebody out there that you're not forgotten, and there is a place for you. So do not go anywhere. Once we come back, you'll be hearing all about this dream that I had. And hopefully, maybe this dream will help you figure one or two things out in your personal life. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. I'm back, oh. I'm back. So, I'm going to try my best to go straight to the point with this particular podcast and not make it super long, because boy, I have a presentation this week and I need to do a rundown in order for me to be sane. Okay, I digressed. Let's go back. So, a couple of days ago, I think it's been a week plus, I slept and I had a dream that I was getting married. Now, before you laugh, I need you to please listen to me. I have a point, I promise. So, a quick backstory before I delve into that dream. As a child, if I do remember vividly, I watched my mom's wedding video slightly. And I feel like that was the beginning of me fantasizing about what my wedding was going to be like. I was like, I'm definitely going to have better makeup. My dress is definitely going to look better. I'm going to be so rich and beautiful that even myself, I will not even recognize myself. Like, that is how big my face is going to be. And, you know, I was just thinking of every way to outdo my mom's wedding for some strange ass reason now that I look back. Anyway, I noticed that growing up as a preteen, teenager, and when we talk about marriage and, you know, getting married, they say things like, oh, what's going to be the happiest day of your life? I always looked forward to my wedding day being the happiest day of my life as a preteen, even as a teenager. But I've always been somebody that has also had that mindset of being committed to one person, because I've never entertained the idea of talking to multiple people at the same time. I've never just been that person. As at the time, more at the time. Now, I'm not saying that that's the case now, but come on now, keep up. Anywho, I digressed. So, at the time, I always fantasized about what I wanted that to look like. And then, moving into my early adulthood, you know, I kind of noticed that my requirements for what that day was going to be like was changing. Now, I was so engrossed in the event that I was not necessarily thinking about the marriage itself or the person that I actually saw myself with. Now, I do have an idea of, the kind of person I would like to see myself with, but it wasn't the person and myself. Were not attached to the wedding itself. Like, the wedding was the event, and I was so engrossed in the event more than the actual person and me, how I feel or how I was going to feel at the wedding. Now, it grew up until when I was an early adult, or I guess I'm still an adult, early adult, whatever the case may be. It became more of, Lord, I don't want to get married to somebody just because, or just to fulfill our righteousness. I don't want to do that. I started focusing more of how do I want to feel on that day. Not so much about the wedding and the details, right? Or the clothes, the jewelries, the shoes, or the events or how the event was going to be because of how attached I was to the details as an organizer, I started thinking more of how am I going to feel, not so much where I was going to get married to. Like, the man is still a blank figure, right? But being an adult now, I got to a point where I started thinking, Lord, please, I don't just want to be unhappy on that day. I actually want to feel something on that day. I want to be happy with my choice, right? And then lately, it was more of, I just want that day to be a memorable day for me and my partner and the people that I care about. Right, so my family member, I don't care how intimate it is, I don't care if it is elaborate, I honestly do not care. I just want to be happy because it's going to be a celebration of something that I truly believe in and I truly love, admire, and I know that might be a lot of work, but I'm happy doing it with the person that I have chosen. Okay, so that is pretty much where I am right now, right? In my mind, in my soul, and I wholeheartedly believe it. Now, it took a lot of time and a lot of processes for me to get here. Now, back to my dream, ladies and gentlemen. I dreamt that I got married to this gorgeous, gorgeous man, and he made me so happy. I can't even begin to describe how happy I was in that dream, my God. And it wasn't, oh, jittery or shaking. Like, in my heart of hearts, I was at peace. And I feel like that is the paramount thing that I kind of yearn for, right? Personality is one thing, but, you know, how the person treats me, how I see them, how I revere them, how they treat my family, how they carry themselves, how they respect themselves, right? I saw everything that I was looking for that I felt was important to me based on how I have also modeled my life to be. That was exactly what I saw and what I was at peace with. I saw this imperfect person that carried a random person's face that I actually know. I'm going to put that out there, even though I know that is not who the person is, but I felt like it was a reality check, or at least this is how I chose to interpret the dream. And it's funny to me because I don't always remember my dreams, which I don't know if this is a problem, but this one was very vivid. Because I honestly cannot tell you the beginning, how it started. I'm just telling you what I was seeing. And it was funny because everything else was falling apart. The organization of the wedding. Anybody that knows me knows that, especially my family members, I'll say that I'm more excited about the traditional wedding than I am about the white wedding. I mean, not saying that the white wedding is going to be trash, but like, I'm just excited about like cultural weddings like that. So that was a cultural wedding. My man was dressed in tea. He understood the culture. And it was funny because he wasn't even Nigerian, which was very crazy to me because, again, a part of me is like, God, you know, in a perfect world, you know the kind of person I'm going after, right? But he represented the culture. He was fine when we spoke. You know, it was the reassurance. He was my person, so to speak. And I didn't have a doubt in my mind. The fear I had was good fear. It was anxiety, but good anxiety. Psychologists in the house, I don't know if that makes sense to you, but it was more of, oof, we have a long way to go together, but I'm happy it's with you because this long journey is going to be worth it, right? His eyes was the most beautiful thing I ever saw. Describing this is actually weird, but he was just perfect. That's the word, he was perfect. I didn't care where he was from. I didn't care his background. I didn't care, like, obviously by background, I'm not saying he was an evil, evil. No, please, 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 please. I don't use to choose nonsense. Let us get that straight now. But sorry, that was funny to me. No, but it was just that thing where it was like, you know, like I said, he was not Nigerian, but I was cool with it. I was really fine with it because in my mind, I was just like, I don't care if you are from the mountains. Like, you have, I've searched over 7 billion people in this world. You are the one I've chosen and you chose me. So yes, let's do this together, baby. You know, that kind of situation. Like, it was just a perfect thing for me because I was just like, with God on our side and our anchor, we got this, you know? So, but I've never felt that much peace in my life. And even though when I woke up from that dream, I was like, I don't know what kind of stupid ass dream this is, because this is weird as hell. Like, what the hell? This was random from nowhere. But what I got from the dream, or the interpretation I got from the dream, was I feel like it was God's assurance for me that everything would be fine. Like, I got you, babe. I got you. You know, I understood that that was something that came out of my worry, because lately, I won't even sit down here and lie, there were times where, you know, I just sat down and I was just thinking like, yeah, a lot is going on with me right now that I cannot even fathom. But when you start thinking about, you know, extending yourself and your wholesomeness and the love that you carry in your heart, wanting to share that with somebody, and then you look at your present situation and you feel trapped mentally, physically, and otherwise, or you feel lazy and you just feel too stuck, you cannot move. I'm describing my situation, guys, at least in that area of my life, where it's like you're trying to even figure out what the heck you want, right? And then you see everything else, and like I said in my last episode, like, everybody's life is going, life is happening, it doesn't stop life from happening. And then you feel like, dang, I'm not moving with the rest of the world, like, I'm just here, right? Well, at least in this area of my life, I feel stuck. And then you start wondering, when exactly do you start leaving, you know? And then you ask God for direction, and then you tell him, yo, these are my fears and I don't even know what the hell I'm doing, but I need your help, man. I don't even know, like, I'm looking at my future, I'm a 27-year-old, you know, I'm about to be 30. God, I'm anxious, I'm scared, what will I do? I felt like this was his own way of reassuring me, calm down, it's okay. And fears that I'm even talking about is not just, like, honestly, it's not about marrying. It's more of finding the kind of quality and the kind of having somebody meet me where I am mentally, like, the kind of work and depth that I want, right? And knowing that that's going to take a lot of work, and having that mindset of, ugh, I don't even know where to start from, because that one, you have to start meeting somebody from scratch, filtering out the weed, then finally settling with somebody, having them have their multiple madness, the same way you two are going to be having your multiple co-schools. God forbid something happens, people will break up, and then if they are not the one, you have to start again from the beginning. Or if they are the one that God has for you, you break up, make up, fight, kiss, make up, and then whenever the person is not ready, now start talking about marriage and future and all that. Like, it's, it gets overwhelming when you think about it, and you know that you're not even ready to even start, and then you're not telling yourself, God, when am I going to be ready? Do you understand? And then you feel like your life is going, and you're like, I don't want to be pushing to Dragon Up 30 something. Like, what is all this? I don't want to be pushing somebody when my back will be paining me. Like, the way it is now, it's even hard for me to get my ass up and go to the gym. Not to talk of, you know, like, and it's that thing where it's like, you want to marry somebody that is young, but at the same time, you want space where you can travel and enjoy the person's company to the fullest, and then figure out if at all you want to have kids, and then life is happening and you're like, okay, fine, I'm ready for kids, and then you now have to now start the journey of taking care of kids. Like, your life, like, I swear to you, when I think about the trajectory of my life, I'm just like, everything is tiring me. Like, the thought of it just overwhelms me, and I don't know who else is also feeling this way. But girl, I just want you to know that I am right there with you. I am in the center of it all. Do you understand? I'm right there with you, and I understand exactly how you feel. But I just want to encourage you today that God actually has our back. I feel like that dream, even though it could be a subconscious part of my brain telling me something or reassuring me. I felt like it was kind of the message that I need for my heart to be at peace. I'm scared out of my mind, but I'm doing it anyway because I know that God is the author and finisher of my faith, and He has not brought me this far to live in the middle of the ocean. That's literally what I used to encourage myself when life happens to me, you know. And I wanted to just share that word with you too. Now, it might not come as a dream too. It might not be as vivid, right? But it might just be the signs that you see. I want your spirit to be alert. I want you to open up your heart to the universe and just be like, you know what, God, I'm ready to receive all the good things that are going to come my way because I know I deserve it. And I know that you are definitely looking out for me. Anyways, I said I was not going to make this episode super long, but I ended up spending a good amount of time explaining that dream. But I'm just going to hang up my mic now because I really, really appreciate you guys sticking by and with me. Please do not forget to subscribe to all the platforms that my podcast is going to be hosted on. We are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, Stitcher, Podbean, you name it. Right, just find one that works for you and please subscribe. Tell your friends about my podcast. I'm coming in hot and hopefully you'll be receiving new episodes from me as we go. All right, but without further ado, please do not forget to subscribe. Follow us on social media at the Viva Ojika Podcast, and I will definitely see you guys in my next episode. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye.